It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
When I gave the sheep their grain snack Thursday morning, I couldn't help but notice something was off. After they'd eaten all their grain, sheep made their routine exit out of the corral through the hoof bath. There were a few stragglers, but I easily ushered them out without needing to get insistent. It all went so smoothly, it was as if they'd done it 100 times before. When I paused to reflect on how well behaved everyone was, it dawned on me. One was missing. Where was the one that was always last out the door? Where was the one that would go back to double-check the feed bowls, making absolutely sure there was no grain left? Where was the one whose name I would curse as I shoved her out to join the rest of the herd? Where was Helena? I followed the herd out, trying to catch a glimpse at each ear tag. When Helena had her fleece, she was easy to spot, but since everyone was shorn, she's been harder to distinguish from the gray mass. Save for the fact that she was always in the back of the group, or off on her own. This helped me determine that she definitely wasn't with us, and didn't come in for breakfast, either. I set off on the search, calling out to her, hoping for the best. But something told me that she couldn't hear me, that she was gone for good. She loved breakfast grain more than anyone. Sure enough, I found her lying just over a ridge, unmoving, in an oft-frequented shady spot. After a moment of silence, I found what I thought was a very apt final resting place for her. I buried her at the bottom of the hill, surrounded by multiflora rose bushes, a plant that I believe perfectly encapsulates her personality. Helena was, without a doubt, our most stubborn, thorny, and altogether obnoxious ewe. But if I had to settle on just one word to describe her, it would be defiant. She refused to leave the barn when we wanted her to. She always found ways to wriggle into forbidden areas. Pretty much anything we wanted her to do, she would do the opposite. This, of course, made her a true inspiration to all of us. On many other farms, Helena's individualistic qualities might have targeted her for culling. Her recalcitrance has tended to slow down operations, and her behavior was overall quite unsheep-like. Here at Turkana, those same qualities made her a long-time favorite. Some, including Mark, would justify keeping her by saying, well, the farm was never meant to run like a business. This may be part of it, but something besides largesse kept Helena in the herd. Independence, strong will, willingness to headbutt those in power. These are all deeply held values here at Turkana Farms. The farm has always been inseparable from Peter and Mark's politics, and Helena was the perfect reflection of that. By refusing to conform to age-old sheep stereotypes, Helena was not just resisting us, she was resisting fascism and the idea of uniformity itself. If we were doing things that she didn't like, she wasn't afraid to let us know. More often than was practical, we would end up caving to her will, letting her stay in the barn while we filled up the grain bowls, letting her stay behind for extra grain when the rest of the herd left for pasture, and so on. She was exerting her influence on us, and we couldn't help but respect that. Perhaps against our better judgment, we can't help but protect that legacy either. Helena gave birth to a pair of twins this January. Due to her age, her condition, and the cold, newborns struggled to get their first meal. We rushed them inside to warm them and enlisted the help of our friend Lexi, who was here working on their novel at the time. We named the twins Rowan and Sophie after characters from the book. After several hours of force-feeding colostrum supplement, an essential energy boost for newborn lambs, Rowan was able to stand, but Sophie was having seizures. So we returned Rowan to Mom and kept Sophie next to a heater overnight. Rowan, unfortunately, didn't survive the night, but Sophie revived with an unexpected strength. We started her on a bottle, but occasionally brought her to Helena for the real mother's milk. Helena recognized her, but never let her drink very much. I'm sure it was because she wasn't producing much milk to begin with, but sometimes I suspected that she knew whatever she didn't feed, we would supplement with the bottle. If so, I can't blame her, because she was right. We co-parented Sophie for several months until she was big enough to wean. She's now a healthy, curious, independent lamb. We love to show her off because she's so charming and friendly with people. And yes, she goes wherever she pleases, defying all the boundaries I set for her. I don't know what took down Helena in the end. As long as I've known her, she's looked scrawny, matted, and tired. When someone would ask why she looked like that, I would say, she's lived hard. But in my head, I would think, maybe if she just did what we asked without putting up a fight, she'd look better. I knew that wasn't true, that it was my own frustration speaking. But it was hard to shake the feeling that something was wrong with Helena. Somewhere deep down, I must have internalized a sort of social neoliberalism that looks down on the very act of protest, rather than examining the system being protested. But just because I feel pressure to conform to the covert standards of white Western settler colonialism, doesn't mean I should apply that same pressure on the sheep. There was nothing wrong with Helena. She was a force for good. She made me think harder about our operation, why it is the way it is, and how it could be better. She deserves to be celebrated, just like all black sheep.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.